Global Currency Reset. Hello, this isn't a reset. February 21, 2016. By Justice Anna Von Wrights, Big Lake, Alaska. People have been anxiously milling around asking me to use my crystal ball. What insights I have are strictly the common sense and practical kind that result from looking at past history and interpreting the present chaos in terms of what are the likely motivations of the moving parties. There are two groups. The group I am aligned with wants to see the prosecution of the banks and lawyers and politicians responsible for this mess. We want the criminals recognized as criminals, and we want their crimes treated as crimes, similar to what Iceland has already done. This seems to be a far more practical and just response than allowing the perpetrators to start World War III, kill off their priority creditors, and collect on the life insurance policies they have placed on each one of us, naming their own corporations as the beneficiaries. Has everyone got the picture now? We are dealing with self-serving criminals. Back in the 1910s and 1920s, their great-grandfathers engineered the Great Depression. As a result, business in America went off the gold standard, then in 1971, the silver standard. Both. You have to ask yourself, why? What was actually going on? The Emergency Banking Act, 1934, and H.J.R. 192 and other actions set up a fixed dollar-for-dollar exchange rate, allowing the perpetrators operating the Federal Reserve System to exchange their promissory notes, known as Federal Reserve Notes, for our United States dollars defined as 1 ounce of fine silver. They traded their paper promises for our actual silver and gold, and when it was time for them to make good on their notes, they declared bankruptcy and named us as their sureties. That is, they pretended to represent us and said we were responsible for their debts after they siphoned off the entire value of our national credit, which by definition is equal in value to their national debt. As a result of this chicanery, lies, and deceit, all the gold was stolen out of Fort Knox, all our silver was stripped away, too, and landed in the pockets of the banks that colluded to create this situation in the first place. Federal Reserve, World Bank, IBRD, IMF are the principal culprits. We know this. We have the records. We know what motivated them. We know who profited. It wasn't us. So, folks, we have criminals in charge of private, mostly foreign-owned governmental services corporations posing as our government, and there is a pitched battle going on between these criminals and those well-intentioned individuals who have unknowingly been part of this crime syndicate, as well as many others around the globe, who are determined that there will not be a third world war, allowing these scam artists to kill off their creditors in a repeat of the Great Depression and World War II scenario. Sign me, been there, done that, and I'm not doing it again. See this article and over 3,200 others on Anna Von Wrights' website. Support Anna's work using PayPal donation. Remedy. Find out how to stop the plunder, robbery, and piracy. If you really are serious about knowing how to restore the republic and your freedom, you need to put some effort into knowing how our freedoms are being robbed from us by fraud, lack of full disclosure, deception, threat, duress, coercion, and intimidation every day of our lives, and have been for over 100 years by the criminals who have hijacked our government, wealth, and heritage for their own gain and evil intentions. Are you really required to file a 1040 income tax form with the IRS? Are you really required to obey draconian codes and statutes issued by the so-called federal government? At Anna Von Wrights' website, you will learn precisely how Americans have been press-ganged into the foreign international jurisdiction of the sea, and have as a result been attached, attacked, and deprived of their rights and property under conditions of fraud, semantic deceit, and non-disclosure. At the American States Assembly, you will learn the lawful remedies for these problems and crimes committed against Americans. Remember, there is no statute of limitations against the crime of fraud, and that fraud destroys any contract that it touches.